friends, this is Chef Woolley and the Calumet Indians. We're touring the grand state of Texas to meet all you folks and to give you some good, clean fun and music. Now let's all let our hair down and just have a great big time. To start with, we're going to listen to the rippling fiddles of Al and Johnny playing a tune called Haste to Sita. Alan Johnny, thanks, friend. You know, some time ago, a fella made a record about a French love song entitled Jolie Blonde. So I say to myself, I say, Pierre Woolley, he will write the love song about this girl, Jolie Blonde, a much more beautiful. Here is what I give you now. That gal couldn't stay in step when I broke into mine. Cause I've been a-peepin' through the keyhole, watching Jolie Blonde. I've been a-peepin' through the keyhole, watching Jolie Blonde. Now first I did the fucking wing and circle around the hall. I left them little jitterbugs to lean and get the wall. Cause I've been a-peepin' through the keyhole, watching Jolie Blonde. I've been a-peepin' through the keyhole, watching Jolie Blonde. Now when I did the hoochie-coo, the girls all shook their heads. That word you learned to dance like that, and this is what I said. I've been a-peepin' through the keyhole, watching Jolie Blonde. I've been a-peepin' through the keyhole, watching Jolie Blonde. The old folks like the poker, the young folks like the jive. But when I do that step of mine, I really hit my stride. Cause I've been a-peepin' through the keyhole, watching Jolie Blonde. I've been a-peepin' through the keyhole, watching Jolie Blonde. If you want to see a show, come along with me. I'll take you down to Jolie's house and then you will repeat. I've been a-peepin' through the keyhole, watching Jolie Blonde. I've been a-peepin' through the keyhole, watching Jolie Blonde.
Thanks
a lot, friends.
I don't like it here.
What'd you say, Freddie?
I don't like it here in Brownwood at all.
You don't like it here in Brownwood?
No.
Freddie, you shouldn't say that. This is a fine town. Why don't you like it?
Well, they're vaccinating everybody in this here town. That's why I don't like it.
Is that right?
Yeah, foot and mouth disease, I guess. They're vaccinating everybody here except the police force.
Vaccinating everybody except the police force? Well, why don't they just vaccinate them, too?
They say they can't catch anything anyway.
Freddie, you're unpredictable. Now listen to our boy Al Hudson as he gets loose with his electric standard guitar on a tune called the Twin Guitar Polka. Thank you.
now for a mighty nice guitar tune. You know, when a fella gets jilted, he sometimes kind of says these words without realizing that they make a swell song title. You'll kind of kick it off for me, we'll sing it. Time won't heal this aching in my heart. Different kind of milk? Well, I don't know. See, there's evaporated, homogenized, and... Oh, what do you ask me a silly question like that for?
Well, I'm drawing a picture of a cow, and I don't know how many faucets to put on it.
Oh, Brent, I didn't know you were an artist. Are you a commercial artist?
No, I'll tell you, Shep, I'm an artist, and I also write poetry.
You mean poetry?
No, I mean poultry. Mine's got feathers on it.
Well, Freddie, if you write poetry, why don't you give us a sample of your poetry?
Okay, I'll give you a little sample. I had a girl named Mabel. She jumped in the water plumb up to her knees.
Well, Freddie, that doesn't even rhyme.
Well, the water wasn't deep enough.
Oh, Freddie, you're so smart, you don't know that every one of these Indians can read poetry and say poetry. Why, sure. Show him, Indian, show him.
Hickory dickory dock. The mouse went up the clock struck one, the other one got away.
Little Jack Horner sat in the corner eating his Christmas pie. He stuck in his thumb, and he pulled it out again.
Little boy Blue, come and blow your horn.
Oh. 1, 2, buckle your shoe. 3, 4, shut the door. 5.
Oh, boys, you're all wet. You don't use the right elocution and pronunciation, you know. You've got to do it with, you got to put some emotion into it. Let me give you a sample of a beautiful poem and how it should be recited. Something romantic. Twinkle, twinkle, little star, how I wonder what you are. Up above the world so high, like a diamond in the sky.
That sure was good, Jeff. I know one kind of like that.
You know one kind of like that?
Yeah.
Well, do it for us.
Twinkle, twinkle, little star. What do you think you are? Flashlight?
Yeah. Oh, that was Freddie. You know, you can't fool a Texan about people. And everywhere we go, folks immediately tag old Lucky Joy here as a Yankee. Yes, Lucky is a Yankee, but you never saw a guy try harder to be a Texan. Here he is, Lucky Joy. Let's give him a big welcome. What do you say? Oh, there he goes playing Jolly Caballero.
Thank you.
I wrote a talking song and sent it to the publisher. And immediately got a wire saying it'd be a national hit. Well, to show you how hard-lucked I am, then Petrilla said, no more records. Well, I'm going to let you folks see what you think about it anyhow. Now way up in the Oklahoma hills, amidst the white oak trees and the daffodils, lives the prettiest Indian maid I ever saw. She's the great-granddaughter of Geronimo, and her ma was the tribe of the Navajo, and I thought I'd like to have her for my squaw. Well, I lassoed that Indian miss, and I thought I'd like to steal a kiss, for she was just as sweet as the morning dew. So we got out under the oaky moon, and then we really start to spoon, for she was a romancing little Sioux. A chief and 17 braves, and they started out to dig in a grave, and I said, who's that for? And the chief said, you. So they kept on digging and digging away, and I turned to the chief, and again I say, is that sure enough for me? And the chief said, ugh. I told Pocahontas better kiss me quick, and I started out running through them sticks, and I tore my pants, and also tore myself. I went down to see the medicine man and said I'd like to leave this land, and he said, sorry, bub, the train's done left. Out running, I was afraid to walk, cause here come the chief with his tomahawk, and I finally stopped about 40 miles away. I'd like to see that maid again, but I don't like her next to kin. When I get back to the city, I'm gonna stay.
How I love that Indian maid.
To mention in that song, the Indian love song, that the old chief is still a-chasing me. Here he is right now to sing his little love song.
Calumet makes biscuits, cakes, and waffles fine. Flavor right off finest cooks for heap long time. Calumet is action-packed in every can. Cakes the finest in the land.
Well, thank you, folks. Glad you liked the old chief. By the way, he's a fine old feller. Yes, sir. You know, it's about time to hear from little bashful Joe Milliken and his double-barrel steel guitar on a tune called The Blue Bonnet Rag.
Freddie? I want to know something.
Uh-huh.
What's your capacity on this job? Why, Freddie, you mean I don't do much work?
That's right, you don't work at all.
Well, I'm a radio entertainer. I don't have to work.
Oh, well, can't you work me in on that somehow or another?
I don't know. What are your qualifications? I mean, what are you doing now?
Well, I'm raising chickens right now. I got a chicken ranch out here on Petticoat Street.
You got a chicken ranch out on Petticoat Street? Where's that?
That's just on the inside of the outskirts.
Oh, Freddie, what's the heart about raising chickens?
Shucks, man, I got 100 chickens out there.
Yeah?
And every night I go out and gather up 99 eggs and bring them in and start washing them up.
Wait, just a minute, Freddie. You crossed yourself up. You told me you had 100 chickens out there, but you only go out every evening, you only get 99 eggs. Now, you should get 100 eggs. What's the matter with the other chicken?
Oh, he's a radio entertainer. He don't have to work.
Oh, Freddie, you're a mess. Now we listen to Al and Johnny, our twin fiddle players, as they blend their harmonious voices with a special tribute to all the pretty girls in the grand state of Texas, the Prairie Rose.
Makes me see stars in your eyes.
So I'll wait for my chance to renew my romance when I get back to you, Mary Rose.
Makes me see stars in your eyes.
So I'll wait for my chance to renew our romance when I get back to you, Prairie Rose.
Yes, sir. That's especially for all you girls out there that are named Rose, yeah? How many girls out there named Rose? Well, Jiminy, there's 3 or 4 hands out there, Freddie. Yeah. Lots of girls named Rose around here. Texas Rose, that is. Well, friends, it's time for the serious part of our program now. We always like to offer at least one sacred selection on each radio program, as well as each personal appearance. The Calumet Quartet kind of helped me out as we sing, God Have Mercy on My Neighbor. I was wandering down in Egypt with the unbelievers there. Jesus gently lifted me up from his hand no one can snare.
God have mercy on my neighbor, as in darkness he does go.
Trust his promise that he's never broken yet. Oh, my Savior's heart is bleeding. For the world, he's much regret.
Of my neighbor, as he does go, give him knowledge from the Bible. Spirit or his soul.
My dear neighbor, and I will come on, let Jesus be your Savior in heaven. Ted. Oh, no, who listen to our radio program. We're sponsored by Calumet Baking Powder. And we're proud to represent such a fine product because Calumet does make your biscuits better. They make them light and fluffy. But we won't talk about how good Calumet is. We're going to give you a chance to find out for yourself. Now, in the lobby, as you leave the theater, you'll be handed a folder. In it, you'll find a picture of the Calumet Indians and of myself. Also, some special time-saving recipes prepared in the Calumet kitchen. But mainly, ladies, you're going to find a coupon that you take to your groceryman and get your introductory special on Calumet baking powder. Now, we want you to have this folder, and it's all free. So pick yours up as you leave the theater. Freddy, what you doing here, boy? Wait a minute, son. What do you think you're doing? You can't play lead on a bass fiddle.
Well, certainly. I'm playing my favorite song.
Playing your favorite song?
Yeah.
What is it? Sing it. I like that.
Mama's little baby loves shortening. Mama's little baby loves shortening bread. Mama's little baby loves Calumet biscuits. Mama's little baby loves shortening bread. Mama's little baby loves shortening. Mama's little baby loves shortening bread. Mama's little baby loves
bread. Wait, just a minute, Freddy. That, Freddy, that's not a sad song. What are you crying about?
You had it on my foot.
Shuckin'. You know, songwriters are always looking for a catchy title. Now, the other night, I took my girl to the show, and the usher was showing us down the aisle, you know, showing us to a seat. When she tripped over my big old foot, and down she went. You know what I said? I said, oopsie-daisy, excuse me, darling. Darling, it's been fun to play. You love me, dear, when we first met and we learned to pet. Now I found another. Oopsie daisy, excuse me, darling. Yeah, you promised me that you'd set me free. So don't break your promise. Oopsie daisy, excuse me, darling. Yes, friends, it's been a lot of pleasure playing for you today, and we truly hope that 1948 will bring you as much happiness as you ever have in your life. Yes, sir, we got just a little bit of time left, so we're going to have a little bit of liberty. Our time is showing up all gone now, friends.
We don't have to go, do we?
Yeah, we got to go, Freddy.
Oh, well, I want to say one more thing.
What do you want to say?
Bye, Annie.
Annie who?
Oh, anybody.
Friends, showing up, we have got to go, but until we see you again, this is Sheb Woolley and the Calumet Indians saying goodbye and good bacon.
Oh.
With trusty Calumet bacon powder, and don't forget to pick up your free folder as you leave the theater. There's your Calumet show.